is light. If it weren't for the evil in man, light would be everywhere. Can we feel or hear light? No, but in the hereafter we shall see him. The resonances with Christian theology are haunting. Haunting, too, are some eerily italicized interludes in which the hero visits, in dreams, three strange, presumably mutant characters whose ghostly presence has visited him since childhood. The telepathic, kind survivoress, through whom he is aware of Little Listener, a boy who has discovered how to use silent sound from glowworms, and the Forever Man, a Methuselan character who cannot die and who does nothing but tap a rock into which his finger has, over the ages, bored a deep hole. The Forever Man is old enough to remember light, but his mind has gone. Only when Jared mentions his obsessive pilgrimage in search of darkness does the full horror of the fall from light come home to his decayed consciousness. The awful darkness the Forever Man remembers is all around them, an observation which Jared, of course, does not understand. The book ends with the repatriation of the survivors into the outside world where light is real, our own world, which has become so familiar to us, unlike to Jared and his friends, we have forgotten how wonderful light is and the gift of sight. Yet so